Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day starts with clear skies and warm temperatures. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, expect sunny conditions, perfect for being outdoors. In Haifa, the weather is mild with a gentle breeze. Eilat will enjoy a warm, sunny day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just an hour ago that the U.S. launched strikes in Iran following an attack on a cargo ship. The Revolutionary Guards have threatened to respond. Also, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Hezbollah supporters set fires in Beirut streets earlier this hour. They oppose the framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Lebanon's President Aoun calls the U.S. brokered agreement with Israel and Lebanon a first step to restoring Lebanon's sovereignty. Separately, JTA says earlier today that Lebanon and Israel signed a framework agreement aimed at ending hostilities. The Trump administration mediated this deal. And finally, Axios reports that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially destabilizing ongoing negotiations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News reported just minutes ago that Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed responsibility for targeting U.S. positions after American strikes near the Strait of Hormuz. Amidar, a well-known commentator, noted earlier today that the agreement between Israel and Lebanon is significant, marking a mutual desire for peaceful coexistence. Mark Dubovitz, an expert on Middle Eastern policy, shared his concern about Iran's repeated bad faith actions despite J.D. Vance's efforts to negotiate. He emphasized the need for a strong U.S. response. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. strikes in Iran, according to the Times of Israel, these strikes were a direct response to an attack on a cargo ship. U.S. officials urged Tehran to communicate openly to avoid further escalation. This development underscores the fragile tensions in the region. Turning to Beirut, where Hezbollah supporters have taken to the streets, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that fires erupted as a protest against the new framework agreement with Israel. This unrest highlights the deep divisions within Lebanon over its future direction and relations with Israel. Meanwhile, Lebanon's President Aoun expressed optimism about the U.S. brokered agreement. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, he views it as a step towards Lebanon regaining its sovereignty. This agreement could pave the way for improved stability and economic recovery in Lebanon. In related news, the framework agreement was signed earlier today. JTA notes that the Trump administration played a key role in mediating this deal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized the importance of continued work to ensure lasting peace. Finally, the situation escalates as Axios reveals Iran's missile attack on Israel. This marks a significant breach since the ceasefire and poses a threat to ongoing diplomatic efforts. The potential for renewed conflict looms, affecting regional security and international relations. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business highlights a shift in workspace design, promoting environments that blend work and leisure activities like padel games. This trend aims to enhance employee well-being and productivity. Separately, Walla Business reports a major investment in Israeli tech, with Apps Flyer raising over $1 billion from global investors. This deal marks a significant milestone in the tech industry, boosting confidence in Israeli innovation. And finally, CTech reveals that Apps Flyer's latest funding round, involving giants like Google and Meta, will accelerate the development of AI-powered tools. This investment underscores the growing importance of AI in the tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.